It seems like everywhere you turn, it's AI this and AI that,
Oh,
especially in education, right?
yeah.
ChatGPT personalized learning. I mean, it's kind of wild, you
Yeah,
know?
it is. It is.
But it makes you wonder, are we maybe, I don't know, losing sight of what really
Well,
matters?
absolutely. Technology, it's shiny, it's new, it's exciting.
Yeah.
But we can get so caught up in all of that that we forget, what education is really all about.
Exactly. And that's actually perfect because that leads right into what we're diving into today.
Okay.
We've got some really interesting stuff here from Friday SLO Talks,
Oh, interesting.
which, for anyone who doesn't know, they're all about student learning outcomes.
Right.
They do these webinars for people in higher ed. And what really jumped out at me was this idea, AI is making us rethink how we measure whether students are actually, succeeding.
I like that.
And I think it's something we all need to think about, right?
Yeah.
Because AI can do so much now. Like, it can give students answers right away. Personalized lessons. It's crazy. Have you had a chance to try any of these AI tools?
Oh, yeah, I have. And they really are pretty amazing.
Right.
But one thing that came up in these Friday SLO talks discussions, it's like because it's so easy for AI to just make stuff now, content,
Yeah.
it makes you wonder, are students actually learning, or are they just learning how to use AI to get the answer they need?
Yeah, are they actually learning the concepts or just how to game the system, basically?
Exactly. And that's a scary thought.
Right. It's like, how do we even know anymore?
Right.
And it really makes you question all those old ways we used to measure learning, like grades and attendance.
I mean, those don't tell us the whole story.
No, not all
Just
tests.
because somebody comes to class or gets a good grade on a test, does that really mean they can use what they learn, out there in the real world?
Yeah, it's not like checking boxes on a list, right?
Right.
It's about what you can actually do with the knowledge.
Exactly. And there was this really powerful point made in the Friday SLO talk stuff.
Yeah.
They said, imagine if we funded hospitals just based on how many patients walk through the door,
Oh, wow.
but we didn't care if they actually got better. I mean, that sounds crazy, right?
Yeah.
But that's kind of what we're doing in education right now.
Oh, interesting.
We're giving money based on how many students enroll, but not really looking at if they're actually developing the skills they need.
So it's all about enrollment numbers and not about whether students are actually learning anything.
Exactly. It's like trying to drive a horse and buggy on a highway full of self-driving cars.
Right. Like, we're stuck in the past.
Yeah, and Friday SLO Talks is really arguing that the way we're funding education now, it's actually making things worse.
It's like we're discouraging the very kind of teaching we need in this, this whole new AI world.
Exactly. We need to be focused on, those student learning outcomes, those SLOs.
Right, the SLOs. But remind me again, what are those, like, specifically?
Oh, good question. So SLOs, they're not about just memorizing a bunch of facts.
Yeah.
They're about skills, competencies that students can actually use when they're out in the real world facing real problems.
So not just knowing stuff, but knowing how to actually do stuff, right?
Yes. It's the difference between like knowing the Pythagorean theorem and being able to use it to actually, build
Oh,
something.
okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So instead of saying, did you pass the test, we should be asking, can you actually use this to do something meaningful?
Exactly. And to do that, educators are going to need some help, training and support on how to use AI in their teaching.
Right, because it is a tool. It's not
Yeah.
like a replacement for good teaching.
Exactly. We need teachers who can show students how to use AI the right way, ethically and all that, while still teaching them how to think critically and solve
Right,
problems.
so they're not just blindly following what the AI tells them.
Exactly.
It sounds like a huge shift, though, and it seems like, I don't know, funding models need to catch up.
Oh, I totally agree.
We can't keep rewarding institutions for things that don't even matter anymore, you know?
Right. We need systems that are rewarding schools for producing graduates who can, adapt and come up with new ideas and solve those really tough problems.
People who can actually think for themselves.
Yes, that's what real education is all about, no matter what kind of technology we have.
So as we wrap up here, I'm left thinking, if AI can do so much now, like access information and process it and all that, what does it even mean to be educated in this day and age?
That is the question, isn't it?
What are the things that make us human, the skills and qualities that will be really valuable in the future? I hope you'll keep thinking about that.
I know, I will.
And maybe even check out Friday SLO Talks. They've got some great resources to keep learning about this.
Great idea.
Thanks for joining me today.
It was a pleasure being here.
And to all our listeners, thanks for tuning into this deep dive. We'll see you next time.